God is Greater Than the Dark, Chapter 2. Keen is going to Grandma's. She has a small farm, and he's going to help with the animals. When they arrive, Grandma gives Keen a basket to collect the chicken eggs. He gives the ponies some hay and carries the buckets to the cow barn. While Grandma milks the cows, he plays on the rope swing. After lunch, Keen chases the goats and plays with Alfred the dog while Grandma weeds the garden.
"It's looking a little cloudy," says Grandma. "Go inside the hay barn, Keen, and play with the kittens until I finish weeding."
Mama Kitty has 5 gray kittens that love to chase Keen as he climbs over hay bales. He's having so much fun he doesn't notice the wind starting to roar or that the barn is getting darker as gray clouds roll above the little farm. Suddenly, a giant boom of thunder rings out, shaking the ground and scaring all the kittens away. The wind slams the barn door closed, trapping Keen inside, alone in the darkness. Rain pelts the barn roof so hard it sounds like thousands of marbles dropping from the sky.
"Grandma, where are you?"
yells Keen, bursting into tears. He crouches between 2 hay bales, certain the roof will collapse on him. He closes his eyes, but creepy, shadowy creatures fill his mind. Just then, the barn door flies open.
"Ah!"
screams Keen.
"Just me, dear," Grandma announces calmly. "What a sudden downpour."
She snuggles down next to his trembling body.
"God is bigger than this storm, Keen. He is bigger than the dark and is always by your side, just like I am now here."
She finds her phone.
"Listen to this song. And whenever you're afraid, sing it as loud as you need to until your fear goes away."
When I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. I will trust in you. When I am afraid, I will trust in you.